I resigned this morning at 10 o'clock. I wrote to Bill and some of the board members and discussed, I guess, a lot of what's been going on over the last period of time. And, you know, I've been a very proud contributor to Australian rugby, but I feel at this point in time there's a bunch of reasons that I've written in and put in writing to Bill. I had a discussion with him this morning, and my intention was win, lose or draw, that I was going to announce that resignation tonight. I've only just told the team, so I didn't actually advise the team or any of the staff before the game, so I've just done that. It's been a disappointing time, I think, for many reasons. I'm not even going to go into the detail. You guys can work it out.
That was the press conference after the Wallabies go down by a point. It was a game they played particularly well in and should have won it, but the All Blacks, they just get themselves out of jail. They're a great team. But Ewan McKenzie resigning, a shock to a lot of people. It's been a tough couple of weeks, and it'd be nice to get this comment from an ex-Wallaby great and part of the Fox Sports rugby commentary team, Tim Horan. G'day, Tim.
G'day, Slaps. How you going?
Yeah, good, mate. Good to chat. I wish it was better circumstances. Yeah. I wish it was because the Wallabies won. They deserved to win, and I wish Ewan was still there.
Yeah, it was a tough 2 weeks for the Wallabies leading into the match on Saturday night, and it's sort of, you know, Ewan McKenzie resigning sort of overshadowed the great performance of the Wallabies, and they were, you know, 2 or 3 seconds away from winning that test match, and things may have been different on Sunday morning. It's a real shame that Ewan McKenzie made the call, win, lose or draw, because you know, you win that match. Molokai Fekitoa gets tackled. The All Blacks lose. The Wallabies win the match. Sunday morning, you wake up. The emotions of all the week have gone, and then Ewan McKenzie, you know, may have made a different decision.
He only must have done it, Tim, because he felt he'd lost the players. Otherwise, if the players wanted him, he'd probably still be there.
Yeah, Terry, I think he was more concerned about what was happening in the media when, in regard to Di Patson and then Curtly Beale incident.
Sure.
Which was blown out of proportion a little bit. But I think he was concerned that he told the media the truth. He told them what exactly was happening. They were still digging a little bit deeper. I think he got very frustrated with that. And it's a shame because as a Wallaby coach and any national team, you're going to take criticism. There's going to be challenges. And I would have loved to have seen Ewan stand up to those challenges and take this team going forward. But unfortunately, that's not going to be the case. And you know, you've got to give him the right personally to be able to make those calls. But you know, the Wallabies jump on a plane on Friday with 3 assistant coaches still in the system at the moment, but no head coach.
No, that's right. We're predicting Hooper's going to be captain coach at the age of 22. what do you reckon they'll do, mate? Because it's a tough ask on someone like a Michael Checker, or if it's Stephen Larkham, or if they go back to Jake Wye. I mean, to come in rush circumstances, it's very difficult.
Yeah, it is, and you know, the Australian Rugby Union, you know, through Bill Pulver, the CEO, and also a couple of board members who will look at they'll be on the panel to select a new coach. Obviously, Michael Checker is the main choice here and option to go forward, but the big key stakeholder in all this as well, with Michael Checker, would be the Waratahs, because the Waratahs' performance in Super Rugby, wing Super Rugby sponsors come on board, more memberships, more fans. They want Michael Checker to coach the Waratahs again in 2015. So I think if they talk to the Waratahs, the Australian Rugby Union, ask Michael Checker, could you coach this team for the next 5 weeks, then release you to do the Waratahs season and then come back on board for the Wallabies. It actually happened a few years ago when Robbie Deans was coach of the Crusaders and then coached the Wallabies. So it's been done before. Jake White is a good option as well. I just don't know whether the style that Jake White puts into the rugby team would be the right style for the Wallabies. They're playing a good open attacking brand of rugby now. And Steve Larkham would be a good fit if you just needed someone to stand in for the next 4 to 5 weeks.
And Tim, the style of Jake White is what? A very forward dominant game, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a forward dominant game, a lot of kicking in the game.
Right.
On Saturday night was a wonderful performance from the All Blacks and the Wallabies. They hardly kicked the ball away. It was really probably only the last 90 seconds that Nick White kicked the ball. It was the right option to kick the ball away, but only went out 30 metres out, and then all of a sudden the All Blacks had a line out with a minute to go in the match.
Mate, now that Ewan doesn't... Here's the dilemma, Tim. I mean, Michael Checker's a massive supporter of Curtly Beale, and I don't think the Waratahs, well, definitely don't win the Super Rugby title without Curtly Beale. Would Michael Checker get on the plane without Curtly Beale?
Well, Curly Beale has a hearing on Friday, so Curly Beale won't be on the plane. If the outcome of the hearing on Friday is in a positive way for Curtly Beale, Well, he could then potentially hop on the plane on the weekend or in a week's time. But if that's out of the coach's hands, so that's whether it was Ewan McKenzie or Michael Checker, or whoever that coach may be, that's totally out of the coach's hands. So Friday will decide that in the independent hearing.
Overall, what's your take on rugby currently, Tim? As an ex-player, are you frustrated with what you're seeing? I mean, is it being run efficiently?
I'm frustrated in a way that, Slaps, that after the Super Rugby performance of the Waratahs, rugby was really on a high and going upwards, and then all of a sudden you have a draw against the All Blacks, and then a week later you get belted by the All Blacks at Eden Park, and it sort of deflates the whole brand of rugby and the Wallabies. So it's still good. The guys have got a really good culture. You saw on Saturday night that they are playing for this gold jersey, and it means a lot to the players. Adam Ashley Cooper played his 100th Test match, so yeah. I think there's still a lot of passion for that Wallaby jersey. The frustrating thing is that there's so many closet rugby followers out in the marketplace. They yes. just want to see good performances like Saturday night from the Wallabies, and they'll watch.
Yeah, we saw that, mate, with the New South Wales Waratahs, and, you know, all of a sudden rugby became, for want of a better term, sexy, you know, with the Waratahs winning. That's the dilemma for rugby as well, Tim. I guess it's easy for us in New South Wales, but that's a very, very important brand, and what they did helped rugby significantly. And I guess you don't want to trash the Waratahs brand for the sake of the Wallabies, you know.
Yeah, it's a tough market, as we all know, boys, because, you know, the AFL and rugby league is very strong. A-League is strong as well. So yep. it's a big competition. It's a big marketplace for sport. And, you know, Wallaby brand is very strong. So is the Super Rugby brand. So it's a wonderful competition. The Wallabies just need to give the fans a reason to love them again, and they'll come in droves. And it's a wonderful sport. And we saw on Saturday night that the Wallabies now are, you know, 5 seconds away from winning a test match against the world champions in a massive upset.
But as you say, mate, the style of the game, I was glued to it. It was sensational, the way they were moving the ball.
Yeah, it was one of the best test matches this year that I've seen for the Wallabies. And they both played with a lot of trust in each other. And, you know, such a great All Black team to be able to fight back like they did was sensational.
Is Bill Pulver the man to run the game?
Yeah, he is. Bill's been there now for a little while, and obviously Robbie Deans left when Bill came on board, and now Ewan McKenzie. Bill's got a very good board around him. You know, John Eales is on the board. Dr. Brett Robinson, who played for the Wallabies as well, on the board. So structurally, I think we're okay. I think there needs to be a good review of what's happened in the last 4 or 5 weeks as well, and make sure that, you know, I don't think we need a business manager in a rugby team. You actually need a team manager, which we have had for many, many years, a team manager to run the show off the field and let the coach on the field.
And finally, mate, I know you're not Ewan and not aware of what his next move will be. What would you do if you were Ewan? Does he stay in Australia? Does he try and get back to Queensland?
Well, Ewan's a great bloke and a very good coach, and someone who's done a lot for Australian rugby outside of the Wallabies. When he coached the Waratahs, he coached the Brumbies, also coached the Queensland Reds to a final. And I think he'll just take time to check. He would have had his passport ready to jump on the plane Friday. So I think he'll spend some time in Australia now, just seeing what his next move is. He might go back to Europe, I'd say. He had a lot of success over in Europe a while back in Paris. So I'd say there'd be some French clubs after him for the start of their season in June next year.
Tim, always good to chat, mate. Enjoyed your comments throughout the weekend as well, as we have throughout this international season for Fox. And we'll just watch this space. Tim, I guess that's about all we can do.
Yeah, I think the Australian Rugby Union will try and get someone in place to get on the plane on Friday. And Michael Checker, we'll be meeting with him today or tomorrow. I don't think they'll rush it either. I think it's a really important announcement. And if they don't have anyone to jump on the plane, they won't rush it, and they'll wait till they come back. But, yeah, always good to chat, boys.
Good on you, mate. Well done, Tim. Thank you. Tim Horan there, Fox Sports commentator, Queensland Wallaby legend, former selector as well. All those nuances that is rugby currently going forward. Just wondering about this. I know the hearings on Friday regarding Kirtley Peel, but he's a massive supporter, Michael Checker, whether he'd go on that Wallaby tour without him. Be interesting to see how it unfolds later on this week. 13:53:53.